In 1919, New Mexico was a cattle-raising state being taken advantage of by large cattle dealers and big eastern banks. That year, in agricultural North Dakota, populists started the Bank of North Dakota, BND, to protect farmers from out-of-state grain brokers, railroad tycoons, and private bankers. Ever since, BND has promoted agriculture, commerce, and industry by plowing state funds back into local economic development. BND works with private institutions to help North Dakota's students, entrepreneurs, and farmers and ranchers. It's been in the black every year for decades. In 2017, BND's income was close to $150 million. Its loan portfolio was just under $5 billion. Much of its profit goes for more loans or into North Dakota's general fund, saving on residents' taxes. BND works closely with private banks on most loans, enabling private banks to make loans they otherwise might not be able to make, and or extending repayment times. You'd think other states might have noticed. Until this week, BND's been the only such state bank since the early 19th century. But recently, 20 states, 9 in the West, have seen legislative efforts to start public banks. Small businesses, farmers, and labor unions support the idea. Often, progressives and far-right small government folks alike are troubled by how Wall Street greed affects local economies. BND seems a model. A public bank can pay the state higher interest on deposits because a public bank doesn't return profits to individual stockholders or pay top executives huge salaries and bonuses. This year, State Senator Jeff Steinborn's proposal to study the possibility of a state bank died in the Rules Committee on a tie vote. Thursday, California approved the nation's second state bank, a century after BND. Other states are looking at the idea. New Mexico certainly should. New Mexico's government agencies, counties, cities, and businesses have accounts in a variety of banks, which are delighted to use our deposits to make other loans, paying us minuscule interest and charging borrowers higher interest. Some of that difference compensates the bank for risk or helps pay rent and payroll, but some is profit. Why shouldn't that stay in New Mexico to be used in ways that help New Mexicans, rather than funding yachts and Aspen ski houses for bank owners and executives? Banks tend to oppose state banks, stressing the risks of political influence and lack of oversight. They cite the early 19th century, from which no state banks survived. We shouldn't ignore bankers' objections. But a careful study would consider those objections fully. So when they fight even studying a state bank, I wonder how much faith they really have in their own arguments. BND's century of job creation suggests a second look at a state bank here.